call 218-643-8721.
All right, time to head over to Cowgirl and Cowboy Country, talking with Superintendent Christy Sullivan and Breckenridge School News. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening this week over in the Breckenridge School District?
Well, first week of February, we've got lots going on. We've had recently some fine arts participation that I want to recognize with our students. In the last couple of weeks, we've had our one-act play. 12 students, grades 8 through 12, went on to compete with their one-act in Barnesville and placed third in our subsection. We also had 17 students participate in our junior high honors band in Pelican Rapids, did a wonderful job. And then last week, we also had our middle school honor choir at NDSCS. And so lots of great things going on in the arts in our school district. This week, we have a full week of events. Monday, today, 7th and 8th grade, boys basketball versus Rotze. And our B squad and varsity girls basketball will take on Frazee at home. Tomorrow, our boys basketball, 9th grade B squad and varsity, will get on the road to Frazee. Boys JV and varsity hockey will take on Crookston. And we also have a Dakota Ojibwe dance troupe that will be visiting both our elementary and our high school tomorrow. On Thursday, 7th and 8th grade boys basketball at Barnesville, and 9th grade B squad and varsity boys basketball versus Barnesville at home. We'll end the week Friday with B squad and varsity girls basketball versus Perham, and with our JV boys hockey versus Fergus Falls, and JV wrestling EDC championship at Grand Forks Red River. Then into the weekend Saturday, our boys JV and varsity hockey will take on Lake of the Woods, varsity wrestling at EDC championship. We've got varsity speech meet at Underwood, and we've got almost 45 students between our Breckenridge and Wahpeton co-op that will be participating in speech this season. Then our ninth grade B squad and varsity boys will take on Wheaton on Saturday, and varsity gymnastics invitational in Grand Forks. So plumb full week of events for all of our kids and our activities.
A lot of busy kids over there in the school district. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Yeah, a couple shout-outs. This week is National School Counseling Week, and I want to thank our school counseling and school advocate team. We've got wonderful individuals here in our schools that help our students each day navigate their way through school and through life. And also, February is School Board Appreciation Month, and we have an excellent board here in Breckenridge that is dedicated to our schools, our staff, and our kids and families. So thank you very much to our school board.
Christy, listen, you have a fantastic week, and we will talk again next Monday, okay?
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, Breckenridge School News. We do this every Monday right around 8:40 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It is time once again for Point of Law, brought to you by All Seasons Car Wash.
If you promise to give your stepchild an education in a private parochial school, can you be compelled to keep that promise after your divorce? That was the question for the court in the case of the supportive stepfather. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Roger Westlake was a middle-aged